Absolutely devastating news out of the cricket world coming through on the weekend with Andrew Symonds dying in a single vehicle car crash in Queensland, just outside Townsville. It was a shock to everybody that this happened, and absolutely devastating, as I said. To pay tribute, we actually have teammate and friend Nathan Bracken joining us right now. How are you, Nathan?
Yeah, good morning. Getting through and still trying to come to terms with what's just happened.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you so much for getting on and, you know, paying tribute to your mate with us this morning. When we talk about Andrew Symonds, he was a big man physically. There was a lot to Andrew Symonds, but the only thing I think bigger than him physically was him and his presence. He had a huge presence and just a huge love of life.
Yeah, he did. And like, I know from a sporting side of things, he was one of the guys that every team needs to have. Mm. He'd be the one that'd be running around at training, getting everybody going for a bit flat or knowing when we needed a joke. He just seemed to have an understanding on the field of what was needed, what was required at the time. And off the field, he was somebody you knew as a mate. He was going to be there for you. He was going to support you. And let's be honest, he lived the dream life when he played cricket and even when he retired off doing the things he wanted to do. Right through, you hear every interview, every time he talks about what he got up to after cricket and even while he played, he was out fishing, he was out doing things he wanted to do in his life.
Do you have a favourite memory of you and Andrew?
I think just Simo as a whole. You can't, like, I know when I was playing, my youngest, he was sort of one and two at the time, and he took an attraction to Simo straight away. He'd sit there on a plane and he'd look at him and stare at him, and at any opportunity you want to be near him and things like that. And Simo was welcoming all the time. He'd wake up on a sleep from a plane flight and all of a sudden my son would be there staring at him, and he'd be straight away, he'd be awake and he'd be playing with him. And it's just those things. He was always welcoming within the group, and it was easy to deal with. He was never a drama, and the big thing with, I guess, when you look at his career and those things on the field, his performances were exceptional. He had some struggles, which we all knew about, and unfortunately probably didn't get the support from Cricket Australia he deserved.
Right.
Mm. But to me, he was somebody I was always happy to see, whether it was playing against him or with him on a cricket field, and he was always somebody you knew you could have a laugh and a joke with.
Nathan, I opened the show this morning just telling the story that I saw Andrew Symonds. I saw Roy on Friday night. It was just at a local game of rugby league. He was there wearing a red checkered shirt, pair of shorts and a pair of Crocs, just having a couple of beers and just laughing. And we gave each other a little nod. But how much does that surmise Andrew Symonds, just enjoying a local game of footy, totally stress-free, carefree?
And the outfit as well is perfect. It used to be the Broncos shorts he used to run around him when we were playing. But, yeah, that's just him up. And it's, you see, like, you, I know I'd see photos he put up on Instagram with what he was doing, and he's with the kids, he's with his family. But you always saw him. He was doing things that people sit there and you dream you want to do. He goes out fishing. He goes out shooting. He does what he wants to do, and it's just that chilled, laid back life. And that was Simo to a T.
He'll be sorely missed. He definitely paved his own path. A former Test cricketer and just good mate of Andrew Symonds, Nathan Bracken. Thank you for the tribute this morning, mate. Big love, and thanks for your time.
No worries.